And while hopes were high that dates for booking spots on the Great Walks would be released yesterday, but trampers and tourism businesses were disappointed again. The Department of Conservation has had another false start with the booking system. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton has more.
It all started in April when 10,000 people at once tried to book the Milford Track. The Department of Conservation's booking website crashed. The following week, at the last minute, DOC abandoned its plans to open bookings for most of the Great Walks. It blamed problems with technology. The new dates for bookings to open, expected to be in a few weeks, were supposed to be announced yesterday. But by mid-morning, DOC confirmed that wasn't going to happen. It says there will be an update later this month, with bookings likely to open in July. Ruggedy Range Wilderness Experience operator Fahana Ahmed is extremely disappointed.
For some people it's too late because we're based on Stewart Island and you'll know that people need to organise flights, accommodation. We're not in a big location, so we have limited accommodation. So it's left us scratching our heads and our clients really concerned, because they're trying to decide what to do, and we've already lost bookings.
Fahana Ahmed says the repercussions will be felt throughout the island if visitors don't come. She says guided walks can't pre-book hut spaces for their customers, so they need bookings first, and then they're competing like everyone else for a bunk.
We have lost some significant bookings because the customers don't want to be on a tightrope, not knowing whether or not we can actually get the hut space.
She's worried that July will roll around and bookings still won't go ahead.
I'd like the Department of Conservation to try and communicate a little bit better instead of just putting a one sentence on the website, and help us understand what the problems are so that we're not waiting in the dark.
Able Tasman Guides Director Wally Bruce is frustrated by the delays.
Not only have we missed the first date, we look as though we're going to miss the second date, and it's going into July. That is going to disappoint many people because we already have bookings in hand that we've got to make, and there's no surety that we'll be able to make them.
He says DOC should have tested its technology well in advance.
Unfortunately, we have to deal with reality, and non-performance from DOC looks like a reality, and it's frustrating for everyone.
Hiking New Zealand co-owner Dan Murphy says it's frustrating for visitors trying to firm up their plans for summer, but he has bookings and expects more will come through.
We're not necessarily waiting for that, you know, opening day of bookings, because for us it's a continual process of trying to secure those beds, and you know, sometimes all the spaces are already booked out and we miss out and we have to work around that and make alternative plans.
DOC's Heritage and Visitors Director Kat Wilson says the department is confident that the system is fixed, but it's taking an extra step just to be sure. She says an independent specialist is testing the system and DOC is waiting for the results.